Because a little girl chose me for her first posada. I'm a real star. Thus spoke the beautiful golden pinata. In the 9 days to Christmas, chosen by the Children's Services Division of the American Library Association as the most distinguished picture book published in the United States in the year 1959. The artist has depicted with warmth and brilliance the gaiety, the anticipation, and the Christmas miracle in Mexico with a universality that speaks to boys and girls everywhere. It seems particularly appropriate because you have said that your happiest memories are in the North Woods of Wisconsin, that it is I who present this medal to you tonight. And so I, representing the Children's Services Division, present to you, Marie Hallettes, the 1960 Caldecott Medal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask first that Aurora Labastida, who's here from Mexico and collaborated on the book, could stand where she is so you'll all know who she is. And 9 days to Christmas is a book many people helped make. And I just want to tell you a little of how it came to be. Mexicans, as I learned after living down there for some time, have long resented our children's books on Mexico. The beautiful Mae McNear, Lynn Ward, The Mexican Story is an exception, and there may be others, I don't know. But the Mexicans say that since nearly half of their people live in cities, it isn't fair that we always show them as poor village Indians. I tried to explain to Aurora Labastida, children's librarian in the Benjamin Franklin Library in Mexico City, who first told me of this, that more or less we do the same thing with all countries. We like to point out the picturesque and the exotic, to emphasize the differences in costume and customs of children everywhere, but to show at the same time that they are all very much alike in their joys and their sorrows and the love of their families and their friends and their pets, and their goodness and their naughtiness. And it may be that we choose the poor because our sympathy is with the poor and we can more easily gain the sympathy of our readers with them. I had not gone to Mexico to make a children's book, and I did not want to do a book on the Mexican city child, showing that he uses bathtubs and gas stoves the same as ours. So when Aurora Labastida suggested it, I said that this was the story she should write. And she said she'd like to, but how did she start? How did she go about it? Where could she get an idea? And I told her if she wanted ideas to come, she'd have to start thinking, and to think first of a good ending. Some weeks later, she came back to my apartment in great excitement. She'd had an inspiration. A star piñata could become a real star. I thought this a fine idea and told her to write the story leading up to it. But this proved a more difficult task. When I returned to New York, I brought our problem to Mae Massey at the Viking Press. And somehow, with Aurora Labastida's consent, I found myself writing this story of the little city child in Mexico, using Aurora's idea of the star piñata as the climax. When Mae Massey read the new manuscript, she said, "Fine, if you'll go back to Mexico and do the pictures." I had many reasons for not wanting to go back at this time, but I've learned in the last 25 years that when it comes to children's books, Mae Massey knows what is necessary and right. So I went. Some years earlier, in doing My Dog Rinty, whose purpose was to show a normal family life in Harlem, Mae Massey decided that photographs were safer than drawings. With photographs, we couldn't be criticized for bias and distortion. Remembering this, I decided that my drawings of Mexicans must be so photographically realistic that the people could recognize themselves and each other. I started first to search for a little girl, our main character. The real Cece was too large and too blonde. I never could find the right child, but as I searched, the child I was looking for became so real in my mind that I finally used my mind's child, and everyone accepted her as real, although they couldn't quite place her. All other characters are real, and they have been delighted to recognize themselves and each other in the pictures. They are only amused to see themselves in places where they've never been and with people they've never seen. What I didn't foresee was that the children not in the book were going to feel slighted and hurt, as they do. Drawing in public places in Mexico is a bit difficult. Sunday afternoon in Chapultepec Park, I sat on the ground near the lake where I thought no one would notice what I was doing. But I hadn't been there many minutes when people started crowding around, watching and asking questions, trying to understand their Spanish and answering the few words I knew while still drawing was bad enough. But then all the boats I was sketching came crowding up to the shore to learn what was going on. The public market was still worse, so I stood with my back to a blank wall as much out of the way as possible. A small crowd soon gathered to watch and ask questions. I was just drawing the fountain when an unsuspecting old woman and little boy came and sat on the edge of it. Quickly, I sketched them in, too. The laughter and delight of my audience at this joke on the old woman attracted so much attention that in minutes I had a mob around me, and soon two policemen came pushing their way through to find out what was happening. I expected to be chased away as a public nuisance, but the words, "It's just a picture for a children's book," in my painful Spanish, worked magic. Instead of chasing me away, the police cleared away the mob in front so I could see. One arm was cramping and both hands were asleep from drawing too long with no rest. But with the police holding back the people so I could see, I had to keep on drawing full speed. All this I thought for a children's book. But those words, children's book, seemed to work magic everywhere. When the proprietor of the little home factory for piñatas hesitated about letting me draw it, I only had to say, "It's just a picture for a children's book," and he gave his consent. I know he wondered why I went back to the middle of the road to draw it, but I didn't have enough Spanish to explain. I wanted to show these aerials on the roofs behind so the children in the States could see for themselves that Mexicans have television, too. And now my reward for the torture and embarrassment of drawing in public is Caldecott medal, which should help more than anything else to accomplish the purpose of the book. For this, I'm most grateful. My thanks to Mr. Melcher and to Miss Burr and her committee and to all the children's librarians, not only for myself and my editor and designer, Viking Press, but also for Aurora Labastida, and all the friends in Mexico who helped so much. Thank you very much.